Okay, today's Perek, Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Vav, as we're getting into, we're continuing the Shlomo HaMelech celebration, and this Perek is Tefillah. This Perek is the Tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech does once he gets into the Beis HaMikdash, and he, as we have in the last Perek, putting the Aron in, but this is a Tefillah similar to Melachim Aleph Perekes, and it's basically Shlomo HaMelech saying to Hashem, please accept the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael through this building. Doesn't really focus on karbanos, but he accepts the tefillahs. This is a base tefillah yikari l'chol ha'amim. Accept the tefillah and accept the tshuva, as we will see, he discusses as well. So Shlomo HaMelech says, Amar Shlomo, what's Uz? Says the Mefarish Rashi, Uz Amar Shlomo, Hoa v'habayis malei ashan. Once the house, at the end of the previous parak, said, V'habayis malei anan beis Hashem, right, the anan came down, and the Kohanim couldn't go in, like a Har Sinai, like the Ramban's lashon that the Ol Moed was a hemshech of Har Sinai. That's exactly, the anan came down, and the bayis was full, so now, the Mefari says, Achshav ani yodea, shashchina shruya bo ba'arafel, kichein darko, so Shlomo says, Now I know that the Shechinah is there, and I could talk, like he quotes the pasuk in Yisro, Moshe nigash el ha'arafel asher sham ha'elokim, vaday ritzono lehis akevbo. Right, that's the, his ratzon is to be there, that's the Uz, and he quotes the Sifri also, Uz, kishara anan amar ata ani roesh ha'shechinah shruya b'bayis asher banisi, shere kachiv tiach lavo, v'lishko bo mitoch anan v'arafel, that's what he promised, ki be'anan eiroe ala kaporis. So he's there. So that's the Uz. Uz Amar Shlomo. Hashem Amar Lushkon Ba'arafel. Hashem said that he's going to rest in the Arafel in the darkness. Va'ani in the cloud. Va'ani banisi beis zvulach. I build a beis zvul, a permanent home. U'machon l'shivtacha olamim. Why does the beis zvul and olamim? The Radak says, olamim, this is a eternal one. The Radak says, ki shilo v'nova givon lo hayu olamim. Shilo and nova and givon, all the mishkans up until now, they were not forever. Ki lo hayu heim hamakom hanivchar. They weren't the chosen spot. Elamakom sher yivchar ki im ze hamakom sher har hamoria. Only this place of Har Moriah, Sha'akan Avram Avinu, as Yislak, we know where the Akedah took place. Bezvul also, Bezvul we know is used in by Leah, by Zvul, and Hapam Yizbaleni Ishi. Now my husband has to be with me permanently. So you see there also, Zvul is a Lashon of permanence. Vayaseva Melechas Panav, so the king turns his face, Vayivarech, Eskalka Yisrael, gives a bracha. The bracha is not mentioned here. It's mentioned back in Malachim. But he gives a bracha. V'chol ka Yisrael omeid, and everyone is standing. Mashma that he's sitting. Maybe he's allowed to sit. Ein yeshiva bazara el ala malchei beis David bilvad. Chazal say. Vayomer. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher diber b'fiv es David avi. Right, Baruch Hashem, the God of Israel that spoke to my father David. We'll see. Almost every time he mentions David, he mentions avi. Right, it's his father, keep it off. Ubi Adav Mile Lemar, and he told him, Mina Yom Asher Otsesi Asami Eretz Mitzrayim, from the day that I took you out of Mitzrayim, Lo Vacharti Ba'ir Mikol Shifte Yisrael, Livnos Ba'is Liyoshmi Sham, I didn't choose any other city. I didn't choose any city in all the Shvatim. V'lo Vacharti Ba'ish Liyos Nagad Alam Yisrael. Up until now, I didn't choose a city, I didn't choose a person to be the king. Va'evchar b'Yerushalayim, and now I chose Yerushalayim li'oshmi sham. My name shall be there. Va'evchar b'David li'yos al ami Yisrael, and I chose David. Right? The Rabbi Yaakov says, why doesn't he say David avi there? Because that he's quoting Hashem. Hashem says, I chose David. So he's quoting Hashem. So that's why he doesn't say the word avi there. That's a tzitut. And you see also in this pasuk that I chose Yerushalayim and I chose David. Right? There's a parallel. There's a connection between the two. There's a connection between Malchus beis David and Yerushalayim. Even halachically, there's a connection there. Right? There's a Gemara. There's an Agadah. There's a line in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadi Zayin, says, Ezu matbea shel Yerushalayim, Davidu Shlomo mitzad echad, v'Yerushalayim yir HaKodesh mitzad acher. David and Yerushalayim are on two sides of the same coin. They're one. Even the Gemara says, Emsachem Daf Kuvdalin, the name of Shmuel. Shmuel says, whenever you make a bracha, you have to summarize the bracha towards the end, before you say bracha to Hashem. That's what we do in Shmona Esrei. Right? We say, Rafeinu Hashem and Rafe, and then Kikel Melech Rofe Nam Rachman Atta, bracha to Hashem, Rafe Choleim O Yisrael. Right before the end, we summarize every bracha. Ki Atta Shomea, bracha to Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. But there's one that's unusual, because in the bracha of Yerushalayim Yircha, the last line is, V'chisi David Meher L'sacha Tachin, bracha to Hashem, Bani Yerushalayim. David HaMelech, That's the next bracha, Samach David. What are we mentioning, V'chisei David, in this bracha? So the Bach in Simen Kuf Yud Ches quotes Reb Shabtai Sagi Nohor. Reb Shabtai Sagi Nohor. And he says, it's a problem. So maybe you should switch the nusach. You should switch the last two lines. Some do that. They switch the last two lines of the bracha. See, Yerushalayim is the last line. But the Bach says no. Aval emes yored darko. Shebakashas v'chisei David mehera b'socha tachin hu me'ein bracha zu. Shemevakshim sheyivnei Yerushalayim b'karov. Asking for Malchus Beis David is the same theme as asking for Binyan Yerushalayim. Kedesha Kisei David b'mehera b'toch Yerushalayim tachin. Because that's the ultimate Yerushalayim b'binyana means with David HaMelech. Kiein Kisei Hashem Shalem ela kisha Kisei David al machono b'Yerushalayim. So it's all one theme. It says the Sfas Emes also writes in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, Mishun Binyan Yerushalayim b'David chada milsehu nakat sheba David. Right, that's the same bracha, and again, there's a lot more, but that's it's one theme. Right? If you look at the Brisker Rav also, the end of the Brisker Rav, this little sefer, a la Torah, so he has a piece on Tehillim. And on Tehillim, that piece, he discusses, there's one Bechira, and there's a connection between the Bechira of David and the Bechira of Yerushalayim. Again, it's all alluded to in this pasuk, where it talks about the two Bechiras in the same pasuk. But that's what the Hare says the Griz. Inyan Beis HaMikdash U'Malchus Beis David K'shurim V'Tluyim Zebazeh. And he quotes the Psukim in Malachim that are parallel to these. V'Gam B'Tzila Shmona Esrei, he quotes, and he quotes the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Zayin. Right, these are the messages. So, Shlomo says, you chose, quotes Hashem, I chose Yerushalayim, I chose David. Vayihi Pasuk Zayin. Vayihi Im Levav David Avi Levnos Bayis L'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael. David, who was in David's heart, he wanted to build a Mikdash. Vayomar Hashem El David Avi. Again, to David my father, Yan Asher Haya Im Levavcha, because you wanted to, Livnos Bayis Lashmi, Hetivosa. You will have the goodness, Ki Haya Im Levavcha. You wanted it. So, Machshava Kamaisa, you wanted it so badly, I will give it as if you it was in your heart. I'll give you the credit. Radakatolo Tivna Bayis, but you can't actually do it, the actual building. Ki Bincha Hayose Mechalatzecha, Hu Yivna Bayis Lashmi. The son that comes out of your loins, right? Ye will build the Bayis. And remember David's reaction? David was, okay, great, my son will do it. He was besimcha, and he gave a karas hatov for that. David has, Hashem has fulfilled his word. I have stood up and taken the place of David my father. And I sit on the throne. And I've built a house. Va'asim sham es ha'aron, and now, what was the final stage? What I just did in the previous parak, I put the aron. Va'asim sham es ha'aron asher sham bris Hashem. I put the aron there asher karas im b'nei Yisrael. There's an amazing ha'ara of the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma on the Haftorah for Parshas Pekudei. The Haftorah for Parshas Pekudei, which is obviously connected to the Mishkan, based on Malachim. Based on this story that we have in Malachim, the same thing. But he notes, the Meshechachma notes, and you have to know Tanakh cold, and compare it. So we have the same pasuk, Vo'evne Abayis, but there he says, Va'asim, Malachim Aleph, Cheschaf, Va'asim Sham Makom La'aron. I put a makom to the aron. Here he says, Va'asim Sham Es Ha'aron. Why does it say Makom La'aron? So says the Meshechachma, Yitachain, Dishlomo Kivein, Shiyehe Makom Ha'aron Kadosh, Bikdusha Sa'aron, he was Makadish the Makom, even for a time when the Aron wouldn't be there. He's a Marim Murami, he's Tabayasheni. Leni Ktoresh al Yomakipurim, Bahazoz Ben Abadim. Shem Yitol Oyev Ha'aron Ya'asu Kemosha Hayab Abayasheni. They should do it. He was Makadish the Makom Aron, and you do the Hazos there, and you do the Ketores there. That's what's a little Kemosha Amru, Perakot Siulo. Evan Shasiyah Hisasham. Umimos Nevim Rishonam Ayusham. Ubisov Soto, Kemosha Darshu. And he says, Lafi Vizet Bar Ma'od, and it's very clear that's what the Psukim are alluding to. Vasin Shemesa Aron, that's here, and Makom Aron earlier. Lafi Zeh Ramaz Makom La Aron Shleganzo Sham Ubim Komo Nignas. That's the last Meshechachma Haftorah for Parshas Pekudei. So again, that's comparing the two. There are a lot of differences. We're not going to go into all of them. Vayamo the name Mizbach Hashem Negar Kol Gal Yisrael. And Shlomo Melech stands up. Vayifros Kapav, and he spreads out his hands. Ki Asa Shlomo. And what do you mean he stands in front of all Gal Yisrael? There's millions of Jews. How did he do that? How was he heard? How was he seen? So the psukim continue. Ki asa Shlomo kiyar nechoshes. Shlomo made a huge copper kiyar, besides all the other kiyaris described. Vayitneu betocha azara chamesh amos arko, chamesh amos rachbo, v'chamesh amos shalosh komaso. It's tall, three amos high, right? And what does he do? And it says, vayamod alav. Pasukim Gimel. He stood on the kiyar. Stood on the kiyar, which must have been pretty solid. Vayivrach al berkav negad kol ha'yisrael. And he bows down in front of kol ha'yisrael. Vayifros kapav ha'shamayimah. That's why he's able to be seen. He stands on this kiyar, and he puts out his hands. Vayomar, and he says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, ain kamocha Elokim. Pashamayim v'aretz, there's no one like you. Shomer abisvach chesed lavadecha, you keep your promise. Ha'olchim l'fanecha b'chol ibam, to those who follow your ways. Asher shamart al avcha David avdi, asher dibart alo, you fulfill what you told David, skipping a little bit, V'yata Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shemar la'abdacha David Avi, Ez Hashem Dibar Telo Limar, keep fulfilling what you have already done. What did you promise him? Lo yikares l'cha ish milafanai yoshev al kisei Yisrael. There will never be a cut, there will never be a stoppage of David's family sitting on this throne. Rakim yishmu v'anecha darkam, as long as they keep his ways. What does it mean? If they don't keep his ways, it doesn't mean somebody else is going to be from a different shevet. It just means a different family member. Shlomo recognizes that. V'ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael ye'amein devarcha asher dibarta lav dechol David. Let it be true. And then he adds, Pasuk Yud Ches. Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim es Adam al ha'aretz. Is it really possible that Hashem will come live on this earth? Hine shamayim u'shamei ha'shamayim lo yechal kalucha. Right? The heavens can't hold God. This house, I'm giving myself a big shkayach, and all of us, the house, Hashem can't even fit into a house. But I recognize that, because the purpose of the house is not really for Hashem, but it's for us. Pasuk Yutes Ufanisa, El Tfilas Abdecha, you shall turn to our tfilas, Ve'al Tchinaso Asher Elokai, Lishmo El Arena Ve'al Tfila, to listen to the Rina and the Tfila, Asher Abdecha Mispalel Lefanecha, that daven before you. Interesting, many three different Lashonos for Tfila in this Pasuk. Tfila, Tchina, and Rina, three different Lashonas, right? It relates to the Brisa. If you look in the beginning of Sharm B'Tfila, the Sefer of Rav Pinkus, he quotes from the beginning of Oes Chanan, the Lashonos of Tfila, and he notes that there are many Lashonos, words for Tfila. The Yalkut Shimoni says there are 13. The Medrash, the beginning of Oes Chanan, says there are 10. Shava, Tsa'aka, Na'aka, Rina, Pigia, Bitzur, Kriya, Nipol, Pilul, Tachanunim. And then the Yalkut Shimoni of Oes Chanan adds on a couple, 13 altogether. But that's what the whole Sefer is based on, all the different types of tefillah. But here in this passing, we have a few. Rina is not only song and happiness, it's a deep, emotional tefillah. Rina, tefillah, techina, all of those are mentioned here. But again, the emphasis that Shlomo is saying is that the house is not just for Hashem, right? It's for us. It's for us to come to him, to have our tefillos listened to. That's what the Chinuch describes in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, on the Mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. It's not about that Hashem needs a house. It's not that we build it for him, yes. But, as the Chinuch says, Ki binyan bayis l'shem yisbarach, va'asosenu batfilos v'karbonos elav, hakol l'hachin halavavos la'avodaso yis'ala. It's all about a place for us to be inspired, for us to, right, he doesn't need the karbanos, and he doesn't need anything. Hashem is independent. He existed before us, and he'll exist after us, and Yivisham Ani Acharon, but it's all about our coming to be able to serve him there. And says the Pasuk, we continue, Shlomo continues, Leo say, Necha Pesuchos, El Abayis Hazeh, please have your eyes open to this house, Yomam V'Layla, El Amakam Asher Amarta, L'Sum Shim Chasham, to the place that you said you're going to put your name there, L'Shmoa, El Hatfila, Asher Yispala Avdecha, El Amakam Hazeh, that I will daven, that all Klai Yisrael will daven. V'Shamata El Tachununi Avdecha, listen to the tefilos that they'll daven for, to you. Yispala Amakam Hazeh, V'Ata Tishma, Mimchon Shiftecha, Min HaShemayim, V'Shamata, V'Salakta, you'll forgive. And all of a sudden, it's amazing, godless. Shlomo is about to talk about the difficult times, when there's war, when there's sin, when there's famine. At the time that he's on the top of the world, the time he has the Beis HaMikdash, top of the world, and yet he's davening for the difficult times. It's like we say, Shem HaNatov writes in one of his farim, we say, Hoshanah is on Sukkos. But Hoshanah is on Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. Hoshanah sounds like a Yomim Noraim tefillah. Hoshanah Lamancha. It sounds like a Yomim Noraim. Save me, save me. Yeah, because it's important, even when we're on top of the world, Zman Simchasenu, we remember the difficulties and the challenging times. So he says, Im yechta ishla re'eyu, v'nas shabo, alalalaso. Let's say somebody swears, Ubalaf name is Bachacha v'ba'is Hashem. If somebody swears improperly in this place of Mikdash Hashem, make sure you guard the covet of this house. V'ata tishma men Hashemayim v'yasisa v'shafates avadecha. L'ashiv l'rashah. Give him what he deserves. If you look in the Rashi in Malachim, this isn't just Stam Shvua. What kind of Shvua is going on in the Beis HaMikdash? Sota, right? They make her take a Shvua. So the first thing he's davens for is that let the Mei Sota, right? The Ramban says in Naso, the only mitzvah that relies on a Nes. The only mitzvah. So Shlomo says that mitzvah relies on a Nes. Make sure that you keep it going. You keep it going so that we keep in the belief and maybe Shalom Bayis. And Pasuk Chav Dalet, Vim Yinogev Amcha Yisrael. And if we are hit by our enemies, because we sinned, but we do tshuva, and they come and they do tshuva after losing in battle, and they come and they daven, accept, hear their tefillas, and forgive them. And next, if there's no rain, if there's a drought, because we sinned, because they sinned, same thing, they daven and they admit, mechatasom yeshuvan kisa'aneim. So when there's battle, when there's war, when there's drought, pasach havches, ra'av kihiyeh ba'aretz, when there's famine, dever kihiyeh, when there's pestilence, shidafon yerakon, the crops are affected, arbe v'chsil kihiyeh, kiyotzer lo'oivav ba'aretz sharav, kol nega v'chol machla, whenever there's terrible things going on, and it's because of our sins, and we come to daven, kol tefila, kol tchina, sheyiyeh l'chol ha'adam, l'chol amcha Yisrael, that they know. Please listen. Let this be a place of Shemiyas Tfila. And as we know, all Tfilas in the world go through this house. Go through this house. Let it be. Because you only, you know what's inside of us. You know what we want. You know what we need. So that we are in awe of you to follow your ways, as we know. That's a separate mitzvah daraisa. The second to last mitzvah, I think, in the chinuch, v'halachta bidrachav, talks about that 8 times in the Torah. Different ways, v'halachta bidrachav, following, being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, Chazal say, both in midos and in actions. Right, in midos, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, around Kufla Megimel, mahurachem, avatoye chanun, and the Gemara in Sota, the end of the first perek, just like Hashem was Mevaker Cholim by Avram Avinu, just like he was Kover Mesim by Moshe Rabbeinu, just like he was Malbush Arumim by Adam Vechava, and just like he was Menachem Avilim by Yitzchak. So too, we have to follow those actions. So make the Beis HaMikdash a place of inspiration, so we will be inspired to follow in your ways. L'lechaz b'drachecha kol hayamim ashratim chayim al ha'adama. V'gam, and now he adds, not only forgive and listen to our tefillas, but gam el ha'nachri, asher lo me'amcha Yisrael hu. The non-Jews. Non-Jews are going to come here to daven too. Uva me'eretz rechoka, they're going to come from far away, l'man shemcha ha'gadol. Right, basic tefillah, yikarei l'chol ha'amim. Ubo vispalo labayis hazeh, uvato tishma men hashamayim, listen mimchon shiftecha, v'yasisa kachal asher yikra elecha anachri, listen to everything they ask for. Laman yedu kalam me'aretz hashamecha, so they'll know your name. Uliyiroscha, and they'll fear you also. Rashi here quotes the Chazal, that's mentioned also in Malachim, that the language is, that Shlomo says is, listen to all the things that the Nachri asks you. And by a Jew it says, listen to his tfilos and give him kidrachav, like his, what he deserves. So the Mefarish says here that by a guy, you don't want him to, he's not going to, if he doesn't get his tefillah's answer, then he's just going to reject God, he's going to be upset. So that's why he says, really, give him what he's asking for. Give him what he's asking for. By a Jew, we'll accept, even if that's iyun tefillah. We'll accept even if we don't get exactly, we'll still keep the emunah, and therefore that's the difference in Lashon. Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you remember, has a tshuva in our Chaim Chelek Beis about whether non-Jews have to daven. So he says, well, no, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos Be'Noach. Non-Jews do not have to daven. But then he says, but at an Eis Tzara, then even non-Jews have to daven. What is an Eis Tzara? Why? What's an Eis Tzara? That's not in the Sheva Mitzvos, says Rav Moshe, yeah. Because an Eis Tzara, if not turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at an Eis Tzara, is a lack of emunah. And they have to agree, they have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nir lani yas dayti du rak likvo achiyav lispalel, av kshein lo tzorach miyucha levake sheiz adavar, av kshein mispalo rak sheish lo tzorach kagon sheish lo chole, o shein lo parnasa hu kachiyav mamish. It's not in the Sheva Mitzvahs, Mishum deze ikir emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach. Derakhu anosein parnasa v'arofei cholim. Ukshena boteach al Hashem Yisbarach v'einu mispalei lov, har yu ke'einu mamin bo, umamin bidvarim acherim. And that is part of the Isser of Avodah Zarah. You have to recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, Shlomo Kedidus, Ki'yeti Amchalam Al-Chama, when they go out to battle, Asher Tishlachem v'spalei lecha derech ha'ir azos. Right, that's a good Chazal pick up on that. Derech ha'ir azos. Wherever you are in the world, you daven towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you daven towards Yerushalayim. Derech ha'ir azos. Asher b'chartaba, v'abayit asher b'nitzi l'shmecha. It's amazing. This whole tefillah is all about tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. It's not about the karbanos. It's not about other avodas that take place. And again, Shlomo continues, inspire them, recognize, even when they're davening from far away, it goes through here. And the parak ends off, Pasuk Mem Aleph, V'yata kuma Hashem Elokim l'nuchecha. Right, get up. Get up. What does it mean, get up from where? Get up. The Mitzvot David says, get up from your place in heaven and come to our Kodesh Kadashim. Come to our Kodesh Kadashim. Atava Aaron Uzecha. The Kohanim, Kohanecha Hashem Elokim Yilbishu Tshua. Right, the Kohanim are there. V'chasidecha Yisvechu Batov. Hashem Elokim. Al Tashev Penei Mishichecha. Don't turn away the face of your anointed one. Zochor L'chasdi David Avdecha. This is the pasuk, if you remember, I mentioned in the last year, Shabbos Daf Lamed, where the doors wouldn't open until David Shlomo HaMelech invokes his father. David, don't forsake David. And then the doors open. The Michlam Elio in Chelek Beis, page 83, he says, even David did tshuva. There was some type of tikkun that couldn't be totally fixed until after he died. He had to go through Misa, and then it was totally fixed. And that's why only afterwards did all of Klal Yisrael recognize that the tshuva was accepted. Okay, this was Perek Vav in Divrei Hayamim Beis.